Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute. And we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Times are getting difficult, aren't they?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I've been watching things happen. And you know, we've had warning that this kind of thing was getting ready to happen. Well, I told you 2 years ago, start stocking up your pantries. Well, I ain't going no further than that. How about that? All right, y'all. Huh? I did not hear what she said. Okay. I'm going to be reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 1 today. I got a lot of scripture today, so please bear with me. I have been seeking God's face about the message today and about the ministry from this pulpit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 1. When you have found that, pretty sure Mason's got it on the screen already because I can see it under the pulpit. Wouldn't it be great if this pulpit was glass?
Amen.
Just look.
That'd be neat.
Wouldn't it? Well, just at least this part so I can look down and see everything right there. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 1. And if you're capable of standing, please stand for the reading of God's word. 2 Corinthians 5 and 1 says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we should be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit." Devil's fighting me hard today. "Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are obedient, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be of good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. Would you stretch your hands this way and pray for me this morning? I desire a move of the Lord in this service today. Dear Lord, I seek your divine unction today. Your God, your humble servant. I know nothing, dear God, that I do or say will come to fruit unless it be your anointing and your hand upon it. And I ask your God that you would anoint my heart, my soul, my mind, my tongue, and my body, my breath, dear God, and my voice. And anoint me, dear God, that I would only say those things which you would ordain, which you would send, and that you would anoint, dear God. And refrain me, dear Lord, from speaking anything that you would not have me say. Lord, touch my heart and mind and anoint me, dear God, with your divine unction, your fire, and your spirit, that as the word comes forward today, dear God, it might glorify you. It might go up into the throne room of heaven and go up into your nostrils as a sign of praise, dear God. And let this word go forth today, dear Lord, throughout all the live stream and all across the world. Dear Lord, through all the many live stream social medias that we're on. And we ask, dear God, that you would touch also those in this house and everyone under the sound of my voice. Let them receive this word today. Let them be strengthened from it. Let them be nourished by this word. In Jesus' name we thank you and pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You can be seated. By the way, we've been added to one more social media. We've been added to Truth Social, which is President Trump's social media network. We were added last night. Second Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. You know, I've had a particularly busy week. Large number of things have demanded my attention. And I was planning to flesh out one of the number of messages that I had in my computer for the service today. And then yesterday itself even took on a dimension of its own. I didn't get to do Saturday like I normally did. About five or six of the first hours of the day got taken away, and I ended up being involved in other things yesterday and not being able to get to the preparing of the word until yesterday afternoon. And yesterday it just took a dimension on all of its own, and it was a hindrance to me. And you know, I've been listening to Hurricane Hazel Carter preach for the last couple of weeks. My aunt gave me some tapes of my grandmother preaching. And I was downloading them to the computer so I could make CDs for my family. And in order to download them, I had to listen to them while they were being downloaded. Lord have mercy. That was one anointed woman. She could preach. The Lord in heaven, she could preach. And after listening to several of these recordings over the past few weeks, I found myself doing some self-reflection. I began to yearn to be able to preach like that. I have purposely tried to make sure that I only preach what it is that the Lord gives me to bring. I don't want to try to add anything to it or make something up. Or, you know, there's a lot of pastors that come up with messages that are gimmicks. And the sermon titles prove it. Their messages are gimmicks. And I don't want to get into any of that. I start naming them, I'm going to start punching some pastors when I do that. So I ain't going to do that. I was wondering, am I doing it justice? You know, if we're working for the Lord, we have to take time and step back and reflect and make sure that we've not gotten into some automaton mode and just running on fumes and running on memory and playing it by the numbers. I like to make sure that when I bring the word, I'm bringing you the word that the Lord gives me. As I sat down yesterday afternoon to prepare one of these messages that I had already put in my computer, the Lord immediately spoke to my heart. None of those messages, I knew it reading them. None of them were what God wanted for the day. And he spoke to my heart and he said these words, three words. Trust in me. Say that with me. Trust in me. Hallelujah. This is the word that he gave me for this church, for this day. We walk by the word of the Lord. Trusting in him. Having faith in him. Knowing that God is not a man that he should lie. Come on, somebody. Amen. When we watch the news or we see what people are posting on social media, we sometimes fear because of the fear-mongering is being sent our way. It's being spread all across the information highway. But 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. And for the past 6 months, I have been laying out one concept in front of you on top of the other. But this one concept has been overlying everything. We are creatures of faith. And as creatures of faith, what we speak into existence comes into existence. And we need to be careful what we are professing, what we are calling into being, and what we are speaking. Amen. When we see the things we need beginning to slip away out of our reach because of the evils of what's going on in the government, and we begin to trouble ourselves within our hearts, what are we going to do? How are we going to make it? We are buying into the negativity that is being sown into the world. So if what we're going to do, if we're going to just keep buying into all that, we need to turn our social media off. Amen. Every time I see junk like that, I'll say it. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I get Brother Ricky to argue back with me. He said, rebuke it all you want to. It's going to happen. I said, now rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I'm going to speak over that, buddy. Well, you think we're going to speak things and cause it to happen? Ask the last three hurricanes came through here. Now, literally, I've said it over and over and over. What did we do when those last three, over the past few years, the last three hurricanes came through here, what did we do in this house?
Pray.
We prayed and said, Lord, let it go around us. And you could track all three of them. What did they do? They made a straight line. The track was straight over Fremont. But before they got here, they took a dip south, did a half circle, came back up, and passed us right on by. Am I telling you the truth? Have we seen any damage? Have any of us seen any damage through those things? Because what? Well, Pastor, that's just coincidence. Let me ask you, how many times did you see a hurricane do this? And we saw it three. Don't tell me you can't speak to a concept that's going on in the country. Don't tell me we can't call those things which are not as though they were. Don't tell me we can't do that. Because we are children of the Most High God. He is our Abba. He is our Daddy. He's our Father. We don't have to be subject to the negativity that the evil one is sowing into the world. For if we do, we'll get caught up in it. God said in Matthew 6 and 27, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Or whither withal shall we be clothed? For all these things, after all these things, do the Gentiles seek. For you, Heavenly Father, your Heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. The morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. He said, seek it.
Yes, he did.
He said, this was Jesus speaking. Seek the kingdom of God. Seek him first. Put the kingdom, put God first. Put the trust you have in God first. And all the things that you have need of will be added unto you. Once we've purposed our hearts in him and seeking after his kingdom, all these things that we have need of, you will find they're coming your way. They're either added unto us or we'll no longer need them. Amen? The book of Acts tells us in Acts 17 and 27 that they should seek the Lord if haply they might feel after him and find him through, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also our own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For in him we live and move and have our being. I don't know what that says to you, but to me it says that God is all, we are in him, and as long as we're in him, we shall live. As long as we're in him, we shall move. And as long as we're in him, we shall have our being. Come on, somebody, lift up the name of Jesus in this house. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. But if we find ourselves being like Peter, taking our eyes off of God, when Jesus came to him on the water, everybody else thought it was a spirit. Everybody else thought it was a ghost. And Peter cried out and said, no, it's my Lord. And he said, Lord, if it be you, bid that I come out to you. And Jesus said, come on. And Peter stepped out and started walking on the water too. Walking on the water. Any of y'all done that lately? Did Peter do that before Jesus told him to? Did Peter do that before Jesus told him to trust him? When Peter started trusting the Lord and the Lord told him he was going to take care of him, Peter stepped out of the boat and started walking on the water like it was the ground. Amen? And when he got a little ways from the boat and didn't get to Jesus yet, he started taking notice of the news media. He started taking notice of the social media that started telling him that things were going to get too bad for us to survive. That ain't what happened, is it? Might as well have, because Peter got away from the boat and he took his eyes off the Lord and started looking at the storms around him, at the wind, at the rain, at the mighty waves around him. And then he started getting afraid. And when he started getting afraid, what did he do? He lost his faith. And when he lost his faith, that's when he started sinking. And when he started sinking, he said, Lord, save me, I perish. And what happened? The Lord just stretched his hand forth and took him by the hand and lifted him up and says, son, you ain't got no faith. Things look bad. Things look terrible. And if you focus on that and start thinking about how bad it's going to be for you, that's what's going to happen. I refuse to say that even though, now, are we happy about gas prices? Are we happy about food prices? Are you starving to death? Are you going where you need to go? I want to ask you a question. Now, I want to ask this particularly. I'm not asking, has it affected the way you feel or the way you think? But has it affected you at all? You living, you eating, you sleeping, you got air conditioning, you got cars to drive and you driving them, you got food to eat and you eating it. Why then should we fear? If we find ourselves focusing on the news and looking at the bad tales that we will find ourselves buying into, the death and destruction that this world is trying to speak into existence. This thing that's happening is man-made. It is man-made. They're trying to force the entire world into socialism. What has changed in the last 2 years that took us from the most prosperous time in human history
to what they're trying to claim is the worst possible financial time in human history. What's changed drastically in 2 years to make that happen? Well, I'm not even saying that. I'm saying it is what is being pronounced from Washington, from the higher-ups. They are claiming, oh, this is... Everything we need, most of it is sitting off the coast. It's sitting there, not being allowed to come in. Now, what happened? How, can we explain that? It's man-made. I do not fear what any man can bring against me. I do not fear what the devil may bring me. I am a servant of God. Amen? If we find ourselves focusing on the news, we will find ourselves looking at and seeing the negative, and it will blot out the power of God from before your eyes. It will blot out your faith. If you lose sight of the power of God and the fact that He can overcome anything, you will lose sight of His power.
Saints, we always like to close out our services with a sinner's prayer, a simple sinner's prayer. And this is the simple prayer that I've taught children and youth for 30-some-odd years. And it's a five-finger prayer, and it's a five-part prayer, and each part is identified with a finger. So if you would, just everyone repeat after me. Dear Lord, I'm a sinner. Jesus, I know You're the Son of God. I know You died on the cross for my sin, and You were raised again on the third day. Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus, and make me a Christian. Thank You, Lord, for saving our souls. Thank You, dear Lord, for dying on the cross for our sins. Thank You, dear Lord, for Your love and grace and mercy that's been sent to us. Lord, we ask that You would bless us all as we depart and go our separate ways. Keep us safe, healthy, and protected until we should come together again at the next appointed time. Bless our homes, our families, our finances, our spouses and children, our places of business, and our property, dear Lord, that everyone that looks upon us would see You and see Your hand, and they would know that You love Your children. They can come to You for salvation. In the blessed and holy and righteous name of Jesus, we thank You and pray. And everybody said, Amen. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kid Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.